Welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. Each week I try to bring you things of interest. Well, by now you know I had a computer problem last week, so this was supposed to air on the 18th, but now it's airing on the 25th. So it goes, and a lot of the forthcoming programs will deal with the upcoming holidays. In the background we hear the magnificent Exodus theme. About Israel, of course, the wonderful land of Israel, and it's really given to us by God and not for us to give away, that's for sure. Well, in any event, let's get to the music. The Chazonus will be during the second hour, as you know. The first hour is a mixture, and actually I'm going to be trying something a little different for the second half of this first hour, if you will. I think I think you may get a kick out of it. Okay, so we're going to be hearing... Srulik. Srulik is the son of Chaim Eliezer Hershtick. And Srulik came out with an album, I think it was about 20 years ago. I'm pretty sure that Srulik is in his 30s at this point. But he had a... It was really something... I really liked this particular album of his, Srulik. So let's get right to the music. Now, many times you'll be hearing... another voice, more mature voice, that is his father joining with him, and then there is also a choir, a chorus. So let's get right to Tzadik Katomer, Srulik Hershtick. Thank you. Yes, I hope you enjoy that as much as I do. This is Srulik. Let's hear Vesetarov. Srulik.
Yeah.
Okay, classic recordings. This is one that Avram Fried pretty much made famous, but Srulik does a pretty good job of it. This is Tanya Srulik. Coming right up.
Benny, Kas herja kalo bene
okay, that was Tanya, and we'll next hear Vasargalame.
Sargillin, Sargillin, Belimud, Besefe, Sovoys, they always there up in us.
Okay, I hope you're enjoying Srulik as much as I am. And we have one more selection appropriate for the forthcoming holidays. Havein Yakir Li.
Thank you.
this is going to be a little different. These are recordings from an album, Music from the Yiddish Radio Project. And it has songs and commercials, primarily from the 40s and the 50s. I think some may be from the 30s. I'll give you the dates as we go along. So it's from the 40s. 1940 was 74 years ago. 1950 was 64 years ago. Okay, some of us may recall some of this. 1936, I was 14 years old in 1950, so I think I'll remember some of these recordings. Of course, you remember the station WEVD, the station that speaks your language. We'll get to that. And you know that WEVD was named that because of Eugene V. Debs, WEVD. Yeah, it was a socialist or whatever. So let's go to 1940 in New York. This is an introduction to Yiddish melodies in swing.
1 o'clock, postal telegraph time. Have you congratulations to send? Do it appropriately, inexpensively, with postal telegraph ready-written messages. Sent for 20 cents locally, slightly more nationally. WHN, New York. The following is transcribed.
Nickel, nickel, rooty da da da. Nickel, nickel, rooty da da da. Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you. Nickel, 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 nickel.
From atop the Lowell State Theater building, your American Jewish Hour. The B. Manischewitz Company, world's largest matzah bakers, happily present Yiddish Melodies in Swing. They do it to Eli Mila.
They do it to Reb Dovidal.
They even do it to Yiddle Mitten Fiddle.
Who does what to which?
Yiddish Swing takes old Yiddish folk songs and finds the groove for them in merry modern rhythm.
Well, we're not going to hear too much of the Yiddish melodies in swing, maybe one or two. How do you like that 12 full ounces, that's a lot for 5 cents, a nickel for a Pepsi, and Manischewitz, well, we'll hear more about Manischewitz. Let's go to a commercial for Adler Shoes. It might be a little reminiscent of elevator shoes. Do you remember that?
Old man Adler is the man to see when you want to be taller than she.
Because old man Adler does a lot for you.
Confidentially with his elevator, 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 elevator shoes.
There is one Adler shoe store at 128 West 42nd Street.
Adler elevator shoes, if you want to be taller than she, okay. Here is the Second Avenue Square Dance with Dave Tarras from 1950. That's 64 years ago. Dave Tarras.
Thank you.
Okay, 64 years ago. That was Dave Tarras. Let's hear a very quick WEVD spot.
This is WEVD in New York.
Okay, WEVD in New York. Remember, that was Eugene V. Debs. Let's hear a little bit of Abe Elstein and his orchestra with Dave Tarras doing the Goldene Chassida. This is from a 1940 radio broadcast. Okay, you got the flavor of that. Now you know why I'm not too much into, let me get away from that. Let's go right to Manischewitz matzah commercial of 1940.
There is nothing that quite hits the spot, so your family will like it a lot, so when they're set to eat, just give them this treat, Manischewitz American Matzo. M-A-N-I-S-C-H-E-W-I-T-Z.
Manischewitz, okay. That was from 1940, believe it or not. Let's go to a Hebrew National commercial from 1950. No, that's not. Oh, that's Joe and Paul. Let's first get this Hebrew National commercial and go into a little bit of Barry Sisters.
A transcription.
For that old-fashioned flavor that all the folks favor, try Hebrew National Meats. They're a treat to be sure, 'cause the beef is so pure in Hebrew National Meats.
You'll find corned beef and roast beef, salami, pastrami, and wonderful frankfurters too.
They are surely delicious and purely nutritious, those Hebrew National,
Hebrew National,
Hebrew National Meats.
Well, I finally got to that. Okay, I'm doing a little gyrations here. This will be Joe and Paul, but not the Joe and Paul that you're with which you're familiar. This is a regular commercial.
Joe and Paul, last door of Argenigen, Bramarilla Joe and Paul, that wet your bully kriegen, Bramarilla suit, a coat, a geeten zolle, perfect, a fit and daft here, kuifen, nor by Joe and Paul.
Okay, Joe and Paul, a store of pleasure, Joe and Paul, you'll get it cheaper, a suit, a coat, all are perfect, I tell you, just buy at Joe and Paul's. That's from a 1936 recording, and Shalom Secunda was at the piano. Now, we'll play a little bit. This is a little bit of the Joe and Paul. Barton Brothers.
W-B-B-D.
Hey, Bob, Bariba.
W-B-V-D.
Oi, send me sister.
Every Sunday morning over W-B-B-D.
Joe, Paul, Safari, and Egan. Joe, Paul. quite the gabardine. Ain't that on the plain of scene?
Court speech.
I give for your morgenreich, my lieber radio zuhörers. I bring you the program from John Paul's for some dry stores. The race is located in Stendalency in downtown Manhattan. The street is located in Hunts Point, Southern Boulevard in the Bronx. And the dritte is located in Pitkin Avenue, Bronzeville, Brooklyn. Heute aber mit für Ingelow ist auf oben ein Slecksuit, ein Two-Tone, ein Reweissable Slick, ein Herringbein, ein Jacket, ein Verhäusen, ein Miami Chevette, ein Bronx Sharpie, ein Brooklyn Troop. Bringt mal eins, ey.
Okay, the rest of that is not for being played on this program, but that was the Barton Brothers from the 1940s. Let's go to 1941, a very quick station ID for WEVD.
WEVD, New York.
Okay, so that was... Let's go to 1936, WVFW, wow, that was 1936, you know, radio just came around in the 20s, you know that, okay, mid to late 20s, we take it for granted that it's been around for a long time, but that's it. So this is... WVFW, here it is.
WVFW, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh yes, Brooklyn had a lot, didn't they have? And now this is an interesting commercial for Parkway Cafeteria from 1937 over WVFW in Brooklyn. The Parkway Cafeteria, I think it's been around for a long time, no?
Liebe will genießen, ein Geschmack, ein guten Bissen, im Parkway Cafeteria.
Im Parkway Cafeteria.
Ach, holen wir's haben dem heimisch gekochten Tam. Sei milchig, fleischig und andere Wunders nahm. Liebe will genießen, ein Geschmack, ein guten Bissen, im Parkway Cafeteria.
Im Parkway Cafeteria.
Parkway Cafeteria. Oh, well. This next selection is from 1941, Moshe Oysher and Shulam Secunda. And this will be Dona.
Reifen, jewelig, das Käbelig, gebinden mit Taschstring. Euch in Himmel flieht, du Schwäbel, dreht in den Krieg. Lacht der Wind im Korn, lacht. Lacht der Rupatur, ergänzen mit der halber Nacht. Schreit das Kälbel, sagt der Feuer, wer je heißt dir seiner Kalb? Hast gekennt für seiner Vogel, hast gekennt für seiner Schwalb. Lacht der Wind im Korn, lacht. Lacht Rupatu ganz mit der halber Nacht.
Moshe Oysher from 1941. one, 1941. Okay, let's go back to Brooklyn to WBBC. This is from 1937, the Stanton Street Clothiers theme song. I love this. They all have their theme songs. Okay, this is with Moshe Oysher, Dave Tarras, and Florence Weiss.
This is Brooklyn's own station,
WBBC, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, the next selection is really quite an early one. Naftali Brundewein, 1924, Ubis du Gewein for Prohibition. Now, radio really came into existence only a couple years earlier. It was at the turn of the 20s. Prior to 1920, very, very little, if any. It's hard to believe, but 94 years ago, there was no radio. Let's hear Naftali Brundewein, Brandywine, with Ubis du Gewein for Prohibition. Okay, you got the idea of Sandy Brandewein in a very early recording. Now, this is Milady Frozen Fruit Products commercial with the Pinka Sisters, 1950, early 50s, WEVD. Milady's, do you remember Milady's Blintzes? Frozen products? Oh.
M'lady, leap, m'lady, see hop, not leap, m'lady. M'lady, frozen fruit products for you. Cheese blintzes, apple, cherry, blueberry and strawberry. Dumplings and potato latkes too. Dafira, mula, schnelle, mulzeit, graten zum Tisch. Serviert m'lady products, sweet sein our favorite dish. M'lady, leap, m'lady, see hop, not leap, m'lady. M'lady, 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 leap, m'lady, so will you.
Alle Maladies Blintzes werden gemacht von den besten Früchtestoffen. Kein Schum künstliche Überwürzungen werden nicht genutzt in Maladies. Ist für die beste Mahlzeiten für die ganze Familie. Fragt sich beim Namen nach Maladies, so nehmt nicht keine andere wie nur Maladies.
Probier es für ein schnelles Sack, ein ganz hoch mit mir.
Lots of it, m'lady, pride and smile, m'lady, hot geschmack appeal, m'lady, leave m'lady, sie hat nur lieb, m'lady, 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 leave m'lady, so will you, so will you.
Okay, oh, we're going modern now, 1952, that's 48, 58. Yeah, you'll remember this. This is Seymour Rexite with Ajax commercial. Yeah, these are all the advertisers on Yiddish radio. Seymour Rexite.
Mit Ajax, der schäumige Cleanser, schwenkt der Hub dem Schmutz und Rain.
It goes right down the drain, something like that. Let's go to a Brooklyn ID there were a lot of stations in Brooklyn. This is WCNW, very briefly, CNW.
Listening to the first station on your dial, WCNW, operating on a frequency of 1,500 kilocycles in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, that was 1937. Let's go to Gefilte Fish commercial, early 50s. Gefilte Fish commercial.
Maestro Sam Meloff and the lads of the Yiddish. And now?
This holiday, buy Gefilte Fish in gleaming glass jars, made in the finest tradition of Passover under strict rabbinical supervision.
Delicately light, always right. Gefilte Fish in jars.
Choose your favorite brand at your local food market. A message from the Specialty Foods Trade Institute.
Well, how do you like that? That was a commercial that you should buy gefilte fish in jars. That was from around 1952. Let's hear around 1940. This is Sam Medoff and the Yiddish Swing Tet over WHN, Yiddish Melodies and Swing. This is Dayenu.
And now Maestro Sam Medoff and the lads of the Yiddish Swing Tet bring us the rollicking rhythms of Dayenu.
Okay, so that's the Dayenu. Now, this is an interesting one for me in particular. Once a year, we drove in from Newark, New Jersey, to the Lower East Side on Delancey Street. And one year we would go to Gluckstern's, and the next year we would go to Polakoff's. These were two kosher restaurants right across from Ratner's. And I could just picture, one was on the corner, one corner, and then you would go to the other corner. So they were both, as far as I was concerned, they were absolutely out of this world. I remember, what was my favorite? It was the stuffed breast of veal. That was my my specialty, the thing that I love. So let's hear East Side Gluckstern Restaurant commercial. This is with the Pincus Sisters over at WVD. 1953.
Long and I was singing, Zollstein is clinging, it's East Side Gluckstern's restaurant and caterers, is a fog and eating, can't get out of screaming, the whole mata of me, my, long and I was singing, Zollstein is clinging, it's East Side Gluckstern's restaurant and caterers, essen all the best, service all the best, the whole mata of me, hotira sim khale haklein azal shein is dos barai hotira greser im shkuch nu mach abruch faglach stel klar so kunt ich kem che alle yid in zeit zu fried weil es is git 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 vergess net east side block stern's restaurant and caterers 135 Delancey street.
Yes, the 35. On Jewish radio, they don't have Jewish commercials anymore like that, do they? And do you remember Barbasol? This is 1948. Barbasol shaving cream.
Barbasol, ihr darf im Rösch kein Safe mit Bane, schäft so wie von sich allein. Barbasol, Barbasol, ah, Barbasol.
Barbasol Rechseit. And this was the sign-off for WHN in 1945. Barry Sisters and Sam Medoff.
Well, our theme tells us it's time once again to say goodbye. Thanks for coming around today, ladies and gentlemen. And we invite you to join us again next Sunday when we have a special Purim program all set for you. This is Lewis Charles saying good afternoon and inviting you to
listen in again next week, same time, same station,
WHN, New York.
Okay, you know, it's hard to imagine this. Okay, these were all from the 40s, essentially early 50s, and what happened? Television came along and it just changed the whole world. But WVD lasted for many years, and Art Raymond certainly did a great job. And I sort of, what do they say, cut my teeth with him. Although I just wasn't into Jewish music until 1977. You all know that story. But EVD, Eugene V. Debs, WEVD was the station that spoke your language, and it was terrific. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little bit of a departure. The Jewish, Yiddish music and commercials from the 40s and the 50s. But as I was listening, did I say I was in 14 in 1950, not in 1940? Anyway, I do recall some of these commercials, and I hope some of you got a kick out of it. And if you never heard these before, I hope you found it of interest. Anyway, thanks for joining with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. And remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. So shalom, everyone. And you can also reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Have any comments or requests? Shalom.